Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Oh my goodness gracious, how lucky we are to be joined for the second time for Like a Virgin by Genesis Owusu. My king, how are you?
I'm good, man, I'm good. How you doing? How you doing?
So good, man. Had this one circled in the calendar for a long time. Very excited to have you with us. And obviously you're no stranger to Like a Virgin. A couple years ago, you came in and covered Sex Pistols. What does that bring back? What are the sort of memories of that day?
Just that first, like, jump out. That was hot. that felt good. That felt good. We've come back hoping to bring in the same energy, the same fire, the same ferocity. Oh, yeah, it's good to be back.
We know you will, and we're so, so excited. I mean, let's talk tour. It kicked off last night in Newcastle, continues tonight in Canberra, before you head all around the country, which is so exciting. What do you expect from a hometown show?
Hometown show on the day the album drops.
Come on.
It's meant to be. Yeah. The stars are aligned. It's going to be hot. It's going to be sweaty. It's going to be sexy. Ooh. Oh, I can't wait.
That's so, it's going to be special, isn't it?
Very, very.
Yeah, 100%.
Man, what can you tease about this tour, this live show? Last time you toured, you played a couple shows for the release of Pirate Radio, and you're playing In the Round. Any more of that happening?
Unfortunately, not this time. But you know me, I love a storyline.
Yeah.
I love theater.
A concept.
I love a concept. So it's no shortage of that this time around. I won't spoil too much for the people that are coming to the show. But we've got a great story. It's going to be sick.
I can't stop smiling. When all the singles that you've dropped, I would love to look at YouTube comments, right? The fervor, the people like talking about you, you're a generational artist, how excited, how they're like, you haven't missed. Like every single thing. Do you just feel that having built for you, like as you've released, you know, of this new era?
Yeah, definitely feels like there's been a really lovely community that has built around this project. And it's like, so many of these songs from the start of my career to now, I literally wrote in my bedroom in Canberra. And for the people around the world to have resonated with it and to keep up, yeah, it's beautiful.
You're smiling, you're beaming, it makes me smile. And you said this, the whole project is about humanity and community. We were talking to Joey Valance and Bray like a few weeks ago for their Like a Virgin. You know, they had rules for their tour, dancing is mandatory, sweating is mandatory, make a cool outfit. Have you got anything for anyone listening to keep in mind if they're heading to a Genesis Owusu show?
Once we come on stage and we do our thing, it's hard to not dance and sweat and feel the community around you. So I don't think you need to come in with any like prerequisites. Just come as you are. And hopefully you leave having found a community and some great experiences.
It's true, man. It's infectious. You can rock up in whatever state and it's gonna, you know, mold you and turn your day right around. One of the best live performers in the damn country.
Thank you.
After this Oz tour, heading to some sold out shows in London and Paris. What are some places you've ended up in your career that you were like, man, I never thought I'd be performing here?
The one that jumps out immediately is when I played in a former prison in Lithuania.
Yeah, that'll jump out.
that was wild. It was like former by like literally a year.
True.
So all the green rooms were still just like prison cells. And
oh my gosh.
I remember my MD at the time was like doing like prison pull-ups. Like he got institutionalized. It changed him. I played in the Tank, that art gallery here in Sydney. That was a crazy experience because I remember like every movement and sound we made had like a 7-second reverb tail. So we came in the day before the show and we literally had to like scrap our whole set and remake it and made it chopped and screwed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible.
That's incredible. Yeah. From a Lithuanian prison to a tank to the Like a Version studio, wherever you go, you bring the energy. It is time for us to get into your original. So Genesis Owusu, what original are you going to give to us in the Like a Version studio?
I'm hitting the one and only Stampede today.
Yes.
Come on, if you want energy, this is it. We're about to hear Genesis Owusu give us his original Stampede. Whenever you are all ready, please go for it. Take it away. I ain't got time for the time. Grinning with a girl that's set. Young but as sharp as a tack. Snatch a crown from a king and I tell you what I spent. Grown man simple for a rep. Boot like a blues you a neck. Time to start a ride. Where you at, where you at, where you at, where you at, where you at. Left side to the right side.
Left side to the right.
Front side to the back.
Front side to the back.
Stampede if you whip.
Stampede if you whip.
We ain't tryna hear that.
We ain't tryna hear that.
Left side to the right side.
Left side to the right.
Front side to the back. Tryna hear that.
There it is on your Friday morning. I mean, God, we are pumped up. The blood is pumping now. The adrenaline is flowing. It's Genesis Owusu with its original Stampede. The shirt came off.
Yeah, it did. The jacket came off. Ripped. I wanted to rip mine off. Yeah.
I had to.
You must see the video on the YouTube once it goes up, dude. Thank you for getting us firing. How are you feeling?
I mean, I feel fired up. I haven't had breakfast, but I don't need it. I don't need it. That's all the energy I need. I'm a self-fulfilling prophecy.
100%. Not that going off empty. It is truly unbelievable. And you know what's amazing? Like getting to see that in Like a Version Studio, not that also popping up in Heartbreak High Season 3. So for anyone who doesn't know, you made a cameo in literally like the biggest Australian TV show on Netflix at the moment, and you're performing Stampede, that song. I wanted to know, like, what was that experience like to be a part of that show?
Yeah, it was crazy. It felt full circle because the reason it happened is because they used my music so much in Season 1 and Season 2. And then I remember I did a show at the Opera House with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, and a bunch of the cast and crew came to the show. And I was chatting afterwards, and I was just joking. But I was like, I need a cameo in the next season. Like, what's happening? And then, yeah, they got me in to play myself. Yeah, it just felt like a full circle moment. And we shot it literally a week after I made the song. Like, I was in Wales, and I was like, wait, what about this one? What about this one I just made?
That's mad. You must have had faith in the song to be like, it's only a week old, but it's going to be good to go. Put it in the TV.
That is awesome. We've got Genesis Owusu in for Like a Version. We've got the original Stampede in the books. We are approaching that cover. And your clue, if you've missed it, is he's covering a song that is in truly so many movies and TV shows, speaking of. It's in games. It's in literally everything. What song do you think that could be? 0439757555. We'll be back with Genesis Owusu right after this.
Like a Version.
But Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written, and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Oh my goodness gracious, we are back in the cut. Conchetta and Luca with you for Like a Version, and Genesis Owusu is hanging out. The original is in the books, the cover is only minutes away, and man, we've caught you at a very, very busy time. So the album just dropped today, the tour started last night, and you're doing Like a Version right now. Really cramming it all in. Is this kind of like speak to, you know, your approach to the workflow or whatever? It's sort of like all in and then fully switch off for a while. Like, why cram it all in?
That's exactly it. You know, I mean, you can hear it when you listen to the music. I just want to do it all.
Yeah.
I want to do it all. I want to see it all. I want to say it all. And then I want to sleep. I want to rest, you know? So this is the do-it-all period.
Now, you mentioned before that when you got the call up to do Stampede on Heartbreak High, you were in Wales when that happened. And last time we spoke to you was for the first play of Pirate Radio. And you told us that that song was written in a church in Wales. Mm-hmm. Can we get a bit of a checklist of places that other songs on this album were written? How many locations are we hitting up?
It was just two locations. It's just Wales and Sydney. church in Wales, and then a studio not too far from here, Sentier Studios. Shout out Murray. Yeah, but the majority of the album, I think only apart from only three songs, the whole album was written in that church in Wales. Yeah. In Barry.
Do you think people listening to the album can know the Sydney songs and the church in Wales songs?
I've never thought of that. I do think there is like a bit of UK-ness especially like a single like Death Cult Zombie. I felt like that had like a Brit rock energy to it.
Yeah,
there was definitely something in the air.
Yeah.
100%.
And it was a grey cloud. It was not the sun. Yeah.
Speaking of parts of the world, Stampede, your original that you performed, it was shot, that music video, in your home country of Ghana. And for anyone who hasn't seen it, I would just sum it up by saying there's rebels on motorcycles, they're riding horses. It's incredible. It's cinematic. It tells a story. I wanted to hear about your experience of being there and going to your home country of Ghana and filming that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was my first time there in 11 years. My parents had just moved back. They've retired, so they're chilling in Ghana. It was directed by Sydney director Isaac Brown, and we flew him over, and then the rest of the crew was Ghanaian. And they were like, hey, I know this biker gang. This might be cool.
That's sick.
But it was like, for me to have not been there for 11 years and for so much of my audience to be in places like Australia, UK, US, I felt like it was a great time to showcase what Ghana is. Instead of like me going to Ghana and being like, hey, I have this idea and I want it to be like this and I want it to be like this. It was like, show me what you guys are doing here. And there's a huge bike riding scene. There's a huge horse riding scene, especially at the beach. I don't know why, but it's a good way to live. So it's like, yeah, like when people hear the word Ghana, it's like horse riders and bike riders aren't necessarily the first thing you think of. So I thought it was cool to be like the conduit to showcase what my home country is.
Totally. It looks thrilling on film. It looks so incredible. I hate to say, it does sound like you've kind of interrupted your parents' retirement. They're trying to go have some quiet time. You're like, yeah, we got a few horses and a biker gang coming over.
Yeah, I definitely ruined the vibe. I pulled up And my dad was like sipping out of a coconut. I'm like, you're chilling, man. You made it.
So I'm so curious. Were you a natural on the horse? Any issues?
I did fall off a few times. I looked at like their website and there was like super beginner, beginner, intermediate. And to get to beginner, you needed like 50 hours of horse riding experience. I got about 2. And once I got to Ghana, the horses didn't speak English, obviously. They didn't react to my commands, you know? So, yeah, it was a bit, it was tumultuous, but we got there. We got there.
You got there, all right.
They don't know Australian swear words. They don't know how to take it. That's so awesome that you did some lessons. I know you're big on the side quests.
Heavy.
What sort of side quests have you been ripping into lately outside of the motorbikes and the horse riding?
So I've actually got a bunch lined up right now. Like I'm preempting.
Yeah, what's
I've
coming
got,
up?
Someone who's going to teach me how to navigate via the sun, like no wilderness. Way. I've got some people going to teach me cattle herding and sheep shearing.
Dude.
I've got pole dancing.
Hell
I've got chainmail making.
Oh my God.
I've got a lot. Right after this tour, like I want to be the guy when someone says, I know a guy.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, you need someone to make you chainmail? I know a guy. And then it's like, it's me.
So good to have you with us, man. Let's get into this cover. So what are we about to get? We gave the clue that so many TV shows, movies, games, heaps of stuff use it. What are you covering today?
Yeah, so the way I first discovered this when I was a young tot was Guitar Hero 3.
Yes.
This is Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones.
Ooh, baby. This is a big song. This is so exciting. What did it make you go, this is it? This is the cover that I want to put down.
I feel like it's a song, I mean, obviously not for me. It's stood the test of time and it's shown up in so many places. But just in my life, it's been a constant ever since Guitar Hero 3. And I think its meaning and its sonics also last the test of time. You know, my first album deals heavily in, you know, things like mental health. And when you listen to the lyrics of the song, it's detailing similar sentiments. And it's a song that it has many different lives. And I think that is what makes timeless art. So I wanted to put my spin on it.
So beautiful, so eloquent. You and all the band In Black for Paint It Black from the Rolling Stones, about to be covered by Genesis Owusu. Guys, please go for it.
Trying to find the love in such a hateful little place. The fear intoxicating heathens drunk up off the face. The fire light your flesh in a bewitching little way. The smoke continue rising, let the windows condensate. I can hear the screams, the ones I love, the ones I hate. The shaking all around us, let the walls dilapidate. The pitchforks rising, cut the lights off in the space. I don't need to see you, girl, I know you by your taste, babe.
Thank you.
Chancellor Genesis Owusu in the Laika Version Studio covering the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black. You gave it so much energy. I don't think something has made me more happy watching you and your band, everyone going crazy, like shredding on the guitar, and everyone is like so talented, the backup vocals. Like it was just so incredible. Everyone feeling the music. I just feel like I haven't seen a Laika Version with so much energy and passion. You've all killed it. How are you feeling?
Thank you. I'm feeling sweaty. Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I hope the people out there enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it. It was nice to put my little some DNA on it.
Yeah.
It feels good.
So sick. Opening the pit up in the studio as well. Yeah. Channeling some Mick Jagger style moves or what?
You know how I do.
That's right.
I mean, obviously, famously, they've been doing it forever and they simply refuse to stop. Like just last week, they announced a new album, The Rolling Stones. Is that what you envision for yourself? Do you still want to be doing this when you're, what, 85 plus or whatever
they are? I mean, the way I perform, I don't know if I'm going to, I don't know if my knees are going to make it that far. So yeah. I'm just thinking one day at a time, brother.
I still picture us, if we talk to you on radio or something in 80 years, I also picture you being like, what side quest are you going on to?
That's me. Yeah,
spent a lot of time on the knitting side. Yeah. At the moment, but I'm pretty good. So we know that album's out, tour has kicked off, bit of Europe tour coming as well. We know all the side quests that are coming. Anything else that you're looking forward to ticking off in the back end of 2026?
Just being with the people, man. If you see me in the street, hit me up, teach me your special skill. I'm keen to see you wherever you are in the world.
Thanks so much for hanging this morning, man.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Genesis Owusu for Laika Version right there. You can check out the videos once they're up on the Triple J YouTube right now. It is Concetta and Luca with you for Triple J Breakfast. Stick around. We'll let you know who's doing Laika Version next week.